night, from the shadows of the senses comes this, the fantasy of fear, Nightmare, starring as your exciting guide to terror, Peter Lorre.
As long as you have. He's a 90-day watcher, and, well, you know how they all are. Anxious.
But how can a guy see smoke where there isn't any fire?
Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Okay, sweetheart, you win. I walked right into that one.
Coffee's hot.
Great. What are your plans?
For the day?
Hmm?
Well, I thought I'd drive into the city and do some shopping.
Need any dough?
What woman couldn't always use a little extra?
Good question. Answer, none. How's 10?
Oh, 5.
Look, on the way, stop and have Johnny look at the battery, will you? I think we're going to need a new one soon.
All right.
Which reminds me, same situation up the tower. I'll have to put a requisition through.
Dear, you better drink your coffee. It's getting on.
Oh, yeah. What'd I tell you?
Well, ask him to come in and have some.
He won't.
Way to kiss your wife goodbye.
Pardon me.
Mm, much better. And don't be late tonight, darling. Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Same here. Okay, Mike, be right out.
Brought an extra thermos of coffee this morning.
Good. You interrupted my second.
Nothing. You got a cigarette, Steve?
Sure.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Only just watch what you do with that butt. You don't want to start a forest fire.
Huh?
I said, oh, forget it. Hey, watch it.
Sorry.
Say, what's the matter with you today? Nervous or something?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Just one of those days, I guess. You ever get that feeling, Steve?
What feeling?
Well, like something's going to go all wrong.
Don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, it's like a premonition, you know?
Premonition, huh? What you got a premonition about?
I don't know exactly. It's just a feeling. I know something will go wrong today, that's all. All wrong.
You've been listening to too many radio programs up the tower.
I'm telling you, Steve, something's going to happen today. I just got the feeling.
Okay, you got the feeling. We'll see. Airplanes, you know, they fly up in the sky. Boy, look at those babies go.
What's going on? What are they doing up there?
What are they doing up there? They're flying, boy, flying.
Oh.
Sabres, I think. Yeah, sabres.
What's this world coming to anyway? Why do people have to go so fast?
Look who's talking.
Hmm?
Nothing. Well, there's the tower. I guess Tony will be glad to see us getting here early.
Uh-huh.
That night watching is nowhere. I had it for a while a few years ago. Poor Tony, he sleeps in the daytime, his wife sleeps at night. Funny how the world is, huh? All mixed up. Open that coffee, will you?
Sure.
Tony forgot to sign the log.
Want sugar?
Yeah. That's enough.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
Is that a smoke over there?
Where?
Northeast, about 10 o'clock.
No, that's just the haze point.
You sure?
Yeah. Take it easy, will you? You'll know a smoke when you see one. Great sight, isn't it? See for miles and miles.
Uh-huh.
That's a village down there in the valley.
Where?
Right over that way. Here, take your glasses.
Oh, thanks.
You got it?
Yeah. Yeah, say, that's all right, huh? I never figured you'd see the village from here. Hey, these are good glasses.
Uh-huh. If that peak wasn't in the way southwest, you'd be able to see the city.
How far is that?
About 70 miles. More coffee?
Yeah.
On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow. Da-da-da-dee-dee. This is Saunders on T-44 calling T-5. Anybody home over there?
This is T-5, Maxwell. Maxwell and O'Leary at home. What's up, Saunders?
Just checking, Steve. On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow. I sound all right?
You sound great when you don't sing. Anyway, you got the wrong state for old Smokey. Any news?
Yeah, Matt reported a smoke last night over in the Pine Top area.
Pine Top? Real dry up there now. They get to it in time?
Well, Clark took a gang up, found four guys in a camp barn. On top of that, they had a deer.
I hope they get the book.
Well, they'll get it, all right. Got him in the jug now. I figure old Judge Roberts will slap 250 feet on
him. He ought to give it to them. They deserve it.
What's that?
Jets.
They left here on the tail end of the last cent.
Hey, Saunders, what's all this jet stuff?
Is that you, Mike? I don't know. A lot of bread in the past half hour, though.
What's it all about?
They search me, fella. Maneuvers, I guess. You sound worried, Mike. What's the matter? Are they coming in too low?
No, it's not that.
He's got the jumps today. Worrywart type, you know. Listen, we better stop crowding up this air. Might need it for business. T-5, over and out.
T-5, this is Mr. Saunders of T-44 saying good day to you all and out. On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow.
Any coffee left there?
Uh-huh. I still can't figure out those jets.
Why do you have to? Listen, what's got into you today? Why are you so on edge?
I got a feeling, Steve.
Look.
I got a feeling something's going to happen, Steve. I know it.
Oh, knock off, will you?
You don't believe me, do you?
You're letting your imagination get the best of you. Take it easy. Mike.
Yeah?
What's the time?
10:20.
Look, when you type up the log today, I want you
Listen.
To...
What is it?
I don't know.
What was it, Steve?
Search me, Mike. Maybe thunder.
That wasn't any thunder.
It sounded like it.
It sounded more like an explosion to me.
Don't be crazy.
Don't help me. It sounded like an explosion.
You're drawing pictures in your head again. Take it easy, will you? If it was thunder...
You see any clouds out there?
Probably some weather working up behind that range at the sun.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Look, if something's happened, we'll hear about it soon enough. Now calm down. Hey, you notice something?
Hmm?
The silence.
Silence?
A carrier noise. What's wrong with that radio?
Looks all right.
Switch over.
Yeah.
Flick it back and forth a few times. What's the matter?
I don't know. Hey, look.
Huh?
Southwest. That's a smoke, Steve.
Let me take a look.
That's smoke. Sure as I'm standing here, that's a smoke.
Give me those glasses.
Here.
Yeah, that's smoke, all right.
What did I tell you?
Huh?
That explosion a little while ago.
Stop putting two and two together so fast, will you? You better get on the air.
Who is this again?
Listen, you better get on the air.
Hey, look.
What's the matter?
That's smoke. It's up from behind that peak.
Well, I can direct
to the city.
Yeah, but the city's 70 miles
but
away.
But look at it, Steve. Look at it.
What are you talking about?
The shape.
Shape?
It's a mushroom, Steve.
Oh, cut it out, will
you? I'm telling you, look at it. It's getting bigger. Look at the shape it's taking.
Wait.
So help me, it's a mushroom. Look at it.
It does kind of look like a mushroom. Sort of.
Steve. You see? See, there does seem to be something in the air. Perhaps Steve sees it. And you know, he's a man of action. But I have the feeling that Steve doesn't know exactly what he's fighting. Yes, there is a cloud. It is a cloud that has settled over the mind. And so Steve is trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. Now, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes. Poor Stevie. He has eyes to see with, and yet his vision seems impaired. Still, there are so many things that cannot be seen with the eye. Insignificant things like thoughts and fears. And when the eye of the mind becomes blurred, men may run great distances and do strange things. Like Steve. Well, let's find out about him. Have you ever had a really terrifying thought?
Look at the color.
What?
Look at the color. It's turning purple.
It's just the light, isn't it?
For Pete's sake, how much evidence do you need?
You're trying to tell me the city's been bombed?
It's right there for you to see.
Stop it, will you?
It's a mushroom cloud, purple.
It's almost a mushroom, not quite, just sort of.
Steve, I'm telling you.
Save it. It's a smoke, all right, and we better stop gabbing and get on the air. T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Do you hear me?
Nothing.
The devil's the matter with this set?
It wouldn't work before, Steve.
Wait a minute. Take a look at the battery lead, Mike.
It's all right.
You sure?
It's all right.
T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Come in. Anybody?
No carrier.
Great. Maybe it's just a receiver circuit. I'll put the message out anyway. You get on the phone to the village.
Right. Hello. Hello.
T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations.
Come in,
we report smoke southwest of us.
Operator, please.
Azimuth reading.
Hello.
260 degrees. Repeat.
Hello.
A big smoke southwest of T5. Azimuth reading 260 degrees.
Please, operator.
T5 over. Come in, somebody.
Operator.
Can't raise anybody. This is great. I don't even know we're going out.
The phone's dead.
What?
It's dead.
Are you kidding?
Try it yourself.
Hello. 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 No dial tone.
I tell you, it's dead.
Sure is. Now, let's take a look at the lead end. Over this way.
Yeah.
All right, up to this point.
There's a break in it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Steve?
Listen.
Steve, look at that cloud.
It still could be just a fire.
That size?
I've seen them bigger.
That shape? That ought to convince you.
Listen, nothing convinces me until I've seen
it. It's right there for you to see, right in front of your eyes.
It's not exactly like a mushroom, Mike.
All right. Maybe they have a different type of bomb. Maybe it doesn't look exactly like ours after the explosion.
Explosion?
Yeah, you remember the... We heard it.
We heard something.
Well, what else could it be for pizza?
All right. Maybe you're right. But let's wait it out a few minutes, huh? Anything I hate is putting two and two together and making five.
Well, it all makes four in my book. The explosion, the cloud, those jets. The sky is full of jets.
They wouldn't bomb us like this, not in broad daylight like this.
You remember Pearl Harbor?
I was out there. Come on, let's try that radio again. T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Come in. T5 to all stations. Has there been an A-bomb raid? No soap. It's dead as a doornail.
What'd you expect? night.
Wait a minute. How can an explosion 70 miles away knock out a radio?
I don't know, but it did.
Baloney.
Maybe the radioactivity.
Huh?
The radioactivity. Maybe that has something to do with it. Gets in the way of radio transmission.
Where'd you hear that?
Why, oh, I think I read an article about it somewhere.
You think?
The phone's out too, Steve.
Yeah.
Jets overhead, a purple cloud hanging off the city.
You're making five again.
Am I?
No life left in this.
Well, what do we do, Steve?
I don't know. We're not supposed to leave the tower.
In a case like this?
Yeah, we're not doing anybody much good, are we? No radio, no phone. Oh, no, no.
What's the matter?
Jane, she said she's going into town today. Oh, no.
You sure she went?
I don't know what time she's going to leave. Give me those glasses. Oh, no.
See anything?
A lot of activity in the village, a lot of it.
What do you think, Steve?
Huh?
What are we going to do?
I got to see if she's all right. We're not accomplishing anything up here. Come on, Mike. We're going out.
Now is your chance, Stevie. Now is your chance. This is your chance to use brawn and muscle. You can run like the wind, even faster than a cloud. Strength. It takes strength to fight this thing. Some hidden power is driving you on and on. And so you go. You run after this enemy, huh? Perhaps you will meet him face to face. Oh, yes. The poor fellow. He doesn't realize running does no good. So Steve is trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. You know, to some people, the only answer to a problem is action. They must do something, oh, anything. With them, even love cannot remain a passive thing. And so even love hurts them. And when they become afraid, they must take action. This sometimes provides a merry field day for fear. It's strange. Fear knows no boundaries, except the edges of the mind. But then, that's home enough. I wonder if Steve knows that. I don't think so. Shall we find out?
Hurry up.
Okay, okay.
You first.
Steve?
Huh?
Look at that cloud. Look at it.
Don't stop and stare. Keep going, will you? Come on.
Okay.
All right, let's go. That Jeep better start.
You driving?
Yeah, I'll drive. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Quiet.
What is it?
Won't catch.
Turn the key on,
huh?
Turn the key, the key.
Oh.
You nervous or something?
Aren't you? If only she's home. If only she didn't go into the city.
I told you, Steve.
What?
I told you, didn't I? I said something was going to happen, didn't I?
Those dirty losses, they'll pay for this. I'll make them pay. We'll all make them pay.
Cigarette?
Yeah.
Hey, watch it, watch it!
It's the devil.
We're going to hit.
No, we're not. The whole road's blocked.
What happened?
Avalanche. Looks like half the mountain slid.
That bomb probably did the shockwaves.
Uh-huh. Well, we can't get through this. Come on.
What are we going to do?
Walk down. What do you think?
Walk down? Through these woods?
What else? We can't sit here for the rest of our lives.
But suppose there's another avalanche. Suppose there's...
Will you stop worrying? Come on.
Steve.
Huh?
Take it easy, will you? I can't keep going.
We've got to.
I'm all in.
We can't stop now.
Just for a minute. 1 minute. Let me get my breath.
Listen.
I can't keep this up.
All right. Just for a minute.
You got a cigarette?
You'll do better without it.
But I'm telling
you... It's better if you don't smoke now. You can wait.
All right. You sure you know where we're going?
Yeah.
We're not lost, are we?
We're all right. Look, if you're too tired, I can go on ahead. Meet me in the...
No, I'd never find my way.
Okay, then you'll have to keep going. I got a wife down there in the village. If she's still there.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah, there's a field phone up top. Maybe I can raise somebody.
You gonna climb that?
Uh-huh.
For Pete's sake, don't fall and break your neck.
I'll try not to. Give me a boost.
All right, there.
Day. What happened?
What happened?
The radio went out. The phones, too, after we saw the bomb explode.
Bomb? What bomb?
Huh?
The A-bomb. What's the news, Jane? How much damage?
What? What are you two talking about? What bomb? Damage? Oh, you mean the avalanche. Well, it sure caused things to happen down here, but nobody was hurt.
Wait a minute. Don't you know we've been attacked? The city atom-bombed?
Steve, are you pulling my leg?
Pulling your leg?
The explosion, the radio going out, it all adds up. It must.
It's better. Turn on the radio. It's still working, sweetheart?
Well, of course it is. I don't understand all this.
Wait a minute.
The cloud, then there was the cloud.
Shut up.
While 200 Sabre jets roared overhead, the parade for General Riley was one of the most impressive the city has ever given a returning war hero. It lasted for 3 hours and was only marred by the waterfront fire in the Universal Oil Refinery, which sent a great pall of smoke rising over the city.
General
Riley. The fire was brought quickly under control.
General Riley.
No,
yes, dear, didn't you know?
General Riley,
all the jet planes were out and everything. We saw them fly over.
Wait a minute.
Team gratitude that I proffer my thanks on this occasion. This parade will be long remembered by the people as one of the biggest parades in the city's history. Outside the city in the mountain village of Carver, an avalanche near Pine Top Range caused momentary panic, but luckily no lives were lost, although damage is heavy and more than 3 roads are blocked off.
Oh, no.
Oh, Steve, dear, what's this all about? I don't understand.
Jane, will you fix some coffee, please? I'll have a few words to say to Mike.
Well, I don't understand.
Please, dear.
All right. Just make yourself comfortable.
Steve?
You.
Now listen, Steve.
You worrywart.
Now don't look at me that way, Steve. Don't look at me that way.
By the way, what makes you afraid?